Back here at McCoy Stadium, second inning. Mike McCaffrey started off the inning by walking Tyler Schemmick. Four-pitch walk Tyler Schemmick, and then Ryan Lynch popped out, which now brings up Doug Harrison. Harrison's got a 1-1 count on him with the one out here.
It's about to be 1-2, trust me. If you just fouled off the second pitch, we're going to get down.
1-2 count.
Waiting for it to be approved.
One, two, count, one out. And McCaffrey deals. This is swung on and into left field for a base hit. And now two men on, one man out for the LaSalle Academy Rams.
McCaffrey started off this inning a little nervous again. Walked Schemmick on four pitches, but since then he's only thrown two balls, but Harrison was able to belt one into left field there and pick up a single.
It's now about, this is where the good teams are separated from the great teams. If the Hawks can get out of this one now with Tyler Walsh stepping in the plate now, certainly be a big momentum swing. A swing and a miss there for Walsh, huge cut. Mentioned this to you guys earlier, the Rams have played here before. They played a game against Tolman during the regular season, so they are a little bit more familiar, but the Hawks definitely have the experience factor here. That's in there for strike two. Crowd didn't like it, but McCaffrey will take it. So it's an 0-2 count on Tyler Walsh. He's also the goalie for the LaSalle Academy hockey team. Here's the pitch. This is swung on to Ouellette. Goes to second, and he's safe at second. Ouellette took a while to get that ball over there, and Doug Harrison beat it out. Out of all people, great athlete, but does not have that great amount of speed. But he beat that out, and now the bases are loaded for Chris Perez, who did a spectacular job against the Hawks the first game at Ray Pepin Field. So what an opportunity here for the Rams.
And Perez, if he has any successes compared to what he did last time against the Hawks, the Rams will be happy with that.
Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. Strike one.
They counted Walsh's little hit, this little ground ball, as a hit, not an error, because Doug Harrison was able to beat out the throw. The big fellow was moving.
Second pitch from McCaffrey is strike two. McCaffrey has seen this a lot. He gets ahead in the count, but then the Rams do an excellent job of battling off a pitch or two and come right back in to get a base hit. Now, base is loaded, 0-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. This is swung on and fouled back into the protective screen.
We'll just do continuous until the out of the zone. Or if, like, there's 57 minutes left and we're in between an inning, we'll upload it. You know what I'm saying? We can pause it.
0-2 count, the pitch from McCaffrey. This is a swung on and a miss. And as of right now, it's only the second inning, but that's the biggest K of the night for Mike McCaffrey. Picks up a great K there to get the crowd going. And now there's two outs, bases loaded, with number 22, Armani Henderson, former Hawk. Wore green and gold his freshman and sophomore year for Bishop Hendricken. Since then has transferred to LaSalle Academy. Big opportunity for him, but McCaffrey dealing here. Here's the pitch. Takes a look at strike one.
Henderson's last big at-bat against the Hawks was a bloop fly into left field. It went off Christian Abar's glove, and two runs were able to score because of that. Hawks looking for a different result.
Pitch from McCaffrey is inside, 1-1. One one count on Armani Henderson. Pitch from McCaffrey. That swung on and fouled back, and McCaffrey's one strike away from getting out of this very difficult inning. 1-2 count, two outs, bases are loaded. Armani Henderson's up. McCaffrey kicks and deals. And Armani Henderson flings this one. Foul. That ball was crushed to right field, but foul ball. Left field. Count remains at 1-2. That ball was hit to left field. I'm sorry, not right field. McCaffrey leans back. Here's the pitch. Strike three, got him! Mike McCaffrey gets out of an incredible inning. One out, bases loaded, and he strikes out the next two batters. Excellent job there by Mike McCaffrey, and the Hawks will go back to work offensively.
Mike McCaffrey did a great job settling down there, being able to battle back, bases loaded, striking out two. He did leave Armani Henderson an inside gift, but he couldn't keep it fair, and he was able to get him on the next pitch looking. So now here we pause, I guess.
To start off the bottom of the third, bottom of the second, I apologize, Dante Baudelli's up. Here's the first pitch, and it hits him. Baudelli's going to take off to first base, and the lead runner is on. That'll bring up the senior captain chant as the LaSalle infield comes together for a little gathering here.
One of the biggest moments Brady Chant has had this season was the grand slam in the do-or-die game in the finals for the region against the South Kingston Rebels. Him and Gian Martellini both had home runs in that game, but Chant was the exclamation point in that game.
Great game that was. We didn't travel to it, but of course, with the help from some of our other media friends at the Warwick Beacon, we saw some tweets and updates and whatnot. So excellent job there by the Hawks, and that's one of the stepping stones of them coming here now to McCoy. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Ball one. Dante Baudelli was hit by a pitch, the first pitch of the inning, and he now stands on first. Shemek deals. Strike one. Strike two. 1-2. Brady steps out.
It's 2-1. I think it's 1-1.
I thought it was 1-1. Let's see, they fixed it. 1-1.
Count is 1-1. I stand corrected. Now it's 1-2. Brady Chan takes a look at strike two. Hawks have one hit. Happened back in the first inning, last inning. Base hit up the middle for Martellini. Base runner on right now is Dante Baudelli. Here's the pitch. Chant holds back. 2-2. Count. Brady Chant, here's the pitch. He swings on this one. It's to Ryan Lynch. Looks at second. Can't get Baudelli. Goes to first for the first out of the inning, and Baudelli takes second. That'll bring up Kevin Sutila.
That was a good play by the Rams shortstop, Ryan Lynch. He noticed that it was a slow roller, and Baudelli, having speed, had a good lead, was going to be able to get into second base. So he immediately threw to first and was able to get Brady Chant. Now there's one out, and Kevin Sutila steps up to bat.
And this is a big at-bat for Sutila, the left-handed bat. If he can pull the ball, Baldelli could come around.
First pitch runs inside. I don't know. Shemek deals. Low in the dirt. 2-0. Bardelli on second. Takes his lead. And they're going to check back at him. No throw.
Balk.
Balk. That's a balk call, and Bardelli's going to get a free base. He's going to take off to third.
Now this gives Kevin Sutaila the sacrifice fly opportunity. It seems like Shemek hesitated when he was going to do his pickoff move. He started, stopped for a split second, and then completed his motion, resulting in the balk.
Great opportunity here now for the Hawks, as there's a man 90 feet away. 2-0 count on Sutaila with only one out. Here's the pitch. Ball 3-0. Tyler Shemek has a little bit of trouble in this half inning.
They're going to give him a walk.
And they're just going to walk Sutaila as he heads down to first base. So now men on the corners to face Andrew Cicciarelli. Yeah, it's a little bit of an interesting play there.
The reason why Coach Marcone did that was they want to set up the double play opportunity if Cicciarelli does end up grounding out. But what I would expect Coach Holloway to do is try to move Sutaila over to second to kill the double play opportunity.
Cicciarelli digs in.
Sutaila's got speed too.
And Shemek steps off the rubber.
Ask him what that means. I think he's saying that just found the post.
Here's the pitch, and they're going to check Bardelli at third. He's back safely.
It said a false on Vince for posting the whole time. It should have found the post.
So it did. That's why he tapped it.
It could have been because he got Ouellette on.
No, see? Look.
Why can't you just ask?
We're still doing that. We'll just get it ready for the next one.
And then on first and third, Cicciarelli. Time is called.
Seems like all the Hawks batters are just trying to get Shemek out of his rhythm. He threw a three-hitter against Cranston, against Johnston in their do-or-die baseball game in the regional.
Here's the pitcher. Tyler takes off, and he's in there safely. So now, both men in scoring position, second and third. And like Cam, you were mentioning, double play opportunity is taken away now. So second and third, Cicciarelli now still up. 0-1 count, one out. Shemek deals. Swung and fouled back, 0-2.
Cicciarelli is, since it looks like they have the corners in right now, except for third Doug Harrison, who's backing up as we speak right now, but it seems they have pulled Tyler Walsh in. If Cicciarelli can just get one through between Tracy and Walsh, that's going to score two.
0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Oh, the crowd thought it was strike three, but it's outside. What a break there, caught by Andrew Cicciarelli, 1-2. LaSalle fans did not like that one.
Seems like a more LaSalle.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, and this is hit.
And then
high. Lynch is back to make the catch. Out number two. No advance for the runners. Second and third. Two outs. This will bring up the number nine hitter, Sam Boulanger.
Sad result there for Cicciarelli, but great baseball by Holloway and Sutaila. Sutaila being able to steal second and taking away the double play opportunity. And now they get another chance with two men in scoring position with Sam Boulanger stepping in.
Boulanger, last time he faced the Rams, he had a big hit with two outs and men in scoring position. Let's see if he can double it.
Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0. Count the pitch. Swung on, and this is caught by the right fielder. Dandino makes that catch, and the Hawks strand two men in scoring position. And we're going to transfer to our third audio boo of the day, so thank you.